my friends. Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me all you wanna do is use me, baby. My answer to all of that use me stuff. Hey, just keep on using me until you use me up.
Take my love, use it up.
My sister, she set me right down and she talked to me. She told me, just walk on me. She meant well, but when I talk, it's through. Mm, she said, sister, if you only knew, I know that you would steal my shoes.
Yo, this is Speech, and right now you're listening to CITR 101.9. Peace.
You are now tuned in to the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. until 11:30. I am your host, Mr. Mark James Richardson. We have a lot of great stuff to get through this week. Gonna keep it to some garagier punk type stuff. Been focusing a lot on sort of beat-oriented music in the last couple shows, so we've got a good backlog of great new 7-inches. We got some new stuff coming up from local band Sex Church, a great new LP by a band from New York called Angels in America, an excellent new 7-inch by Neon Blood, some new stuff from Bestial Mouths, and Watery Love, Condominium, the OCs, Sick Alps. We got a double shot from them. But first up, got a band from Boston here with a great record on Sophomore Lounge, based out of Boston. And the record is called Fucking Despair. Great stuff. Kind of reminds me, at times anyways, of the earliest kind of freewheeling Modest Mouse stuff, but yeah, really inventive record here. Anyways, this is Fat History Month with Free as a Cat.
Free as a cat.
Wondering all day long, should I do myself before the sun sets up?
Tell me to Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Back with the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from Columbus, Ohio group, Sandwich. That's Sandwich with a P at the beginning. And a new LP called Northern Psych. That's a new band by somewhat Midwest legend Ron House, taking in a few other ne'er-do-wells from the scene. And yeah, putting forth a great record. That one was just released on Columbus Discount. The OCs before that with Ugly Man. That is actually taken from a 7-inch just released by, I believe it's a German label called Edition of Fiber. And it's actually about $150, $160 a 7-inch. It comes with an art print from David Shrigley. And no, you did not hear the physical version of that. I don't think I would pay that for an OC's 7-inch. That's just taken off their website. But yeah, any new OC's, MP3 or not, is usually worth playing on the show here. So if you got about $150 to spare, head over to Edition Fieber, or you're a big David Shrigley fan, grab that one up. Two Sick Alps songs before that, taken from two separate 7-inches, just both released on Drag City. Breadhead was the name of the last one, and a Cambridge Vagina started off that little double header there. That's a follow-up from, both those are follow-ups from their double LP release earlier this year. Napa Asylum also released on Drag City, and news has come forth in the last month or so that Ty Segall has joined the band once again with Matt Hartman as a full-time member. So yeah, back down to a duo after losing one of their other members there. I can't remember his name, Mike something or other. Anyways, Fat History Month, starting everything off today with Free as a Cat, new LP called Fucking Despair, and that was released by Boston label Sophomore Lounge. Right now we have a new 7-inch here from another Florida band called Hungry Gaze, and they're from Orlando. This is released accordingly by Florida's Dying. The song here is called Pins and Needles.
Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from Bad Drugs from Chicago. That song is called A Master, taken from an LP called Raw Powder, just released by Rotted Tooth. Great label if you're into that kind of hate rock there. Condominium before that from St. Paul, Minnesota, with Teeth, new LP called A Warm Home. I believe that's a self-released effort. Watery Love from Philadelphia before that with Die With Dignity, brand new 7-inch, just released on the Silk Breeze label, and OBN3s before that from Austin, Texas, featuring a member of another great band called Bad Sports. Anyways, that song was called No Enemies, brand new LP on Tic Tac, totally called The One and Only. Right now, we've got a new one from a very new group here called Bestial Mouths, and from Los Angeles, new LP on the Days record label. This song here is called Small Prey.
wish Media Awareness a happy birthday. The 10th anniversary of Media Democracy Days Vancouver will run from November 11th to 13th. Media Democracy Days Vancouver will bring you free panel discussions, production workshops, and film screenings that will have you questioning the Canadian media landscape. All events are free to the public, but seating is limited and registration is encouraged. Complete programming details are available online at www.mediademocracydays.org. Yay!
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's nonprofit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9 FM. Two tracks there. Last one was Neon Blood Tampa in Florida, and that's taken from a split 7-inch with a Diet Cokeheads just released on West Palm Beach. Song there was called Neon Nights, and word is that Neon Blood have actually split after couple 7-inches, nice cassette there, and a great 12-inch from earlier this year, and they have one last LP to be released by year's end, but apparently some of the members have already moved on and started a new band, apparently with members of Diet Cokeheads and a few other bands there. Bestial Mouse from LA before that with Small Prey, a new LP on Days Records called Hissing Veil. Right now, I'm going to play something from a local band here, Sex Church, new LP just released on Load Records, entitled Growing Over. Sex Church on a massive tour, 30, 40 dates, something like that, about 2 months worth, hitting up basically every major city in North America. So if you're listening out there and you're not from Vancouver, I highly recommend checking Sex Church out, and grab that record. Easily one of the highlights of 2011. Anyways, on with the music. This is a Sex Church with Bleed Me.
do you write a good magazine article?
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track we heard there was from Swiftums, taken from a new LP on Holy Mountain called Don't Trip. That song there was called It's Beautiful. It's actually the moniker of Chris McVicker, who wrote one or two songs for Hunks and His Punks, apparently the fastest selling Hunks 7-inch, though I couldn't tell you which one. Vex Ruffin before that. I believe he is from the California area, LA possibly, with I'm Creative, a new 12-inch on Stone's Throw, but obviously mostly known for their hip-hop releases, Madlib, Etal. That one's a bit weird. I don't obviously play a lot of hip-hop on the show, but this 12-inch just really kind of stuck out. And Vex Ruffin actually last year did a great record with the Lo-Fi Jerkheads, kind of a weird mix between punk rock and a little bit of hip-hop in there. Far Out Fangtooth from Philadelphia. Before that, with White Valley, new LP on Silk Breeze called Pure and Disinterested, and a Sex Church with Bleed Me, taken from their new LP, Growing Over, just released on Load Records. As I was mentioning, Sex Church hitting up all kinds of dates in North America right now. They just started the tour, gone for about 2 months, and as someone from their own city here in Vancouver, I highly recommend checking them out if they come to your neighborhood right now. I'm going to play, this is from a forthcoming Moon Duo EP called the Horror Tour, to be released by Soterrain Transmissions. A nice little 10-minute epic here, sort of a Halloween-themed, I guess Moon Duo or Ripley Johnson, kind of like the holidays, as this is their second holiday-themed record, the previous being a 7-inch devoted to a couple Christmas classics. Anyways, this is Moon Duo with Sickener.
harm yourself for us for a moment. Psychological grip. Things can change. Is for imbeciles or bankers, recognition all around.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show, CITR 101.9. Last track there, taken from a new LP by the one and only Matten. Also worked with Drunk Driver and the sort of massively influential, I don't even have words for them right now, Billy Bao. I think they're defunct now. Anyways, this is a record he recorded with three other musicians, and it was recorded somewhat backwards in that Matten gave three other musicians his lyrics 2 days in advance, and they recorded the vocals first and then went through guitar, drums, and bass, guitar being played by Kevin Failure of Pink Reason, and yeah, sort of the opposite way that you would normally do it, and none of the musicians were recorded in the studio together, and none of them got to hear what the other one recorded, so yeah, sort of an exquisite corpse, as the title of the record would have you suggest. Anyways, that song there was called Against the Reproduction of Stereotypes. Angels in America from New York before that with My Lucky Day, new LP on S Records, or SA, not even sure how to pronounce that. Narrow Road to the Interior was the name of that song. And Moon Duo before that was Sickener. New 12-inch coming out on Soterrain. Transmissions called Horror Tour, bit of a Halloween-themed record there. Next, we got a couple tracks here from the Night Prison comp, sort of the noisier punk end of it. And that's going to end everything off for us this week. We will see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m.
Yeah, boy, the bug is for the power.